Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Serving up all your favorite whiskey, wine, and local craft beers Tuesday through Saturday. You can swing by and visit them this week for some live music happening Thursday, July 5th. You'll have the Ralph account on Friday, July 6th, making his Naked Vine debut. Big Mike Aguirre solo, 8 o'clock. And on Saturday, July 7th, the Bedlam Brothers will be out there at 8 o'clock. So check out Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and follow along at the full calendar at nakedvine.net. And don't forget, Tuesday, July 10th, I'll be back out there with my singer-songwriter storytelling show with Gavin McNutt, Elliot Pearson, and Sean Corray. It's going to be a great time. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Thanks for checking out this episode of Rock Paper Podcast. I have a couple of exciting things I want to share with you, including July 8th over at the Old Rock House, this year's fourth annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show, featuring Old Souls Revival, The Scandaleros, Matthias and the Pirates, The Many Colored Death, and Sophisticated Babies. And that's a 2 p.m. start for music, doors at 1. It's a $10 cover. Tickets can be purchased today at metrotix.com, the oldrockhouse.com, and or you can purchase them from me at the door also. So come on out to that show. It's going to be a great night. I'm super excited about this lineup, and this party's for you guys, the listeners, the past guests, the fans, friends, everybody. So let's have a great night. Official after party with the Falling Falling Fences over at McGurk's. So keep the party going all night long. Also coming up on July 10th is the next edition of my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase I've been put together. This is a monthly series. This one features Gavin M., Sean Corray, and Elliot Pearson. And that's a $5 cover for that show over at Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri. And that'll be a 7 to 9 show. So come on out. This is, if you haven't been out yet, this is a super intimate listening room experience type of show. All three writers on stage at the same time singing songs and telling stories behind them. And it's really a great time. So come on out to that one. And I also want to give a big shout out to my friends that have been helping me out recently. My friends at Dynamic Screen Printing for their help putting together shirts. So I have some brand new shirts, blue and black ones. And if you're interested, let me know and I can deliver one for you if you live in the St. Louis area. And a big shout out to Bo over at New Scar Design for his help with the singer-songwriter storytelling showcase poster, which looks great. So thanks, Bo, and thanks, Dynamic Screen Printing. So be sure to support all these wonderful local artists and these people making it happen, all these great businesses. So thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope to see you out of these shows. And wherever you go, take Rock Paper Podcast with you. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks, everybody.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Dustin Arbuckle, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
We'll be right back.
mind is what I have to use. Other half I had to cut it loose. All because I fell in love with you. It disappears when I want it to. Half of mind is what I had to use. Other half I had to cut it loose. All because I fell in love with you. It disappears when I want it to. No reason. To my peace of mind. All because I parted ways with you. It disappears no matter what I do. Hardest thing in the world to find is the missing piece to my peace of mind. All because I parted ways with you. It disappears no matter what I do. No reason. No reason. When I wanted to. Half a mind is what I have to use. Other half I had to cut it loose. All because I fell in love with you. It disappears when I want it to.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Dustin Arbuckle of Dustin Arbuckle and the Damnations. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me, Shane. It's good to finally do this after all these years.
Yeah, man. This is cool because, like, you know, I've been following you for, I don't know, I was trying to think before we sat down, like, it's been a long time I've been following your career and coming out to all these shows. And when I started the podcast, like, you guys were one of the first I hit up. I was like, hey, man, I would love to, you know, link up whenever. But it's difficult with when you guys are coming in town for the night. It's hard to always make the schedules align, but we did it tonight, man. We're here outside of Broadway Oyster Bar in St. Louis. You guys are here tonight with Katie and the girls.
Yeah, Katie Guillen and the girls. Yeah. We've been doing a handful of regional shows with them lately, and it's been a blast. They are really an outstanding band.
Yeah, I've never seen I've never seen Damnations yet, and I've never seen Katie play, so I'm excited for tonight. This is going to be a whole lot of fun.
Oh yeah, you're in for a fun night, man. Yeah. We've been having a blast on these last few shows with them, so yeah, it's going to be a treat.
So where did this? I guess you both come from a similar area, right?
Well, you know, we're from Wichita basically, but our guitar player Brandon Hutzbeth lives in Kansas City, and so he knew the girls a little bit, and I, you know, just by virtue of being on festival bills, you know, around the region here and there, like, I'd met Katie a couple of times, but never really you know, never really had gotten to connect much. And it was one of those things where we, you know, we were trying to think about who is another band here in the region, you know, somewhere like either another, you know, Wichita band or a Kansas City band or a Tulsa band that we can do, you know, a short run of regional shows with, who would be a good fit stylistically, but not exactly the same, but also in kind of the same boat of like a band that's heavily blues based, but that's trying to have kind of more of a roots rock, you know, sort of an eclectic approach to it that covers a lot of ground. And you know, Katie and Claire and Steph, they really just fit the bill. So I reached out to Katie and I asked her if they'd be interested, and they were. And so we got to put together four shows, and it's really been a lot of fun. And it just getting to know them and getting to jam with them has been a blast as well.
Yeah. Well, this is the last night, or you have one more?
This is the last night of this little run. But right. We are actually, we're on a small festival in Chanute, Kansas, yeah. Again together in August. So I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And hopefully in the future too sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man, I was pumped that you guys were coming through town because it's been a minute since I've seen you guys play. And like I said, since I last saw you guys, this is, you know, you've since changed things around a little bit. You know, now you started the Damnations and stuff. Yep. And so I'm very excited to see what you guys have in store for with this project. And you guys just released an EP, months ago,
we put it out there for public consumption in the fall, and honestly we haven't really been pushing it all that hard. We really just kind of wanted to have something that we could have to sell to people at shows and use to kind of start getting our music out there in a promotional sense, something to book with. And eventually, I mean, sooner than later, we're planning to get back into the studio and start working on full length.
Yeah.
So that's the plan. But we're really happy with how the EP turned out. It's five tunes, a couple of originals, a couple songs written by a good friend of mine named Ryan Taylor, who's a great songwriter who lives down in Dallas, and a song by my dear friend Lee McBee, who passed away actually just about 4 years ago, but was a great singer and harmonica player from the Kansas City area. Mm. Big musical influence on me. So we felt like we had a good mix of tunes, and you know, we didn't have a lot of original stuff yet. We kind of had it together when we'd only been together a few weeks, but we knew we needed something.
Yeah.
And really, for as quickly as it all came together, we were really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, it sounds great. I like all the whole EP's great, but Say My Name is definitely my turner upper, man. And I noticed you did a live or official music video for it that you guys are pushing. So it's kind of become the single from the EP that you guys are pushing. But
we'll be right back. drive you home. Just say the word. When it's from your lips, it's the finest thing I ever heard. Everything you say is all I want to hear. You can shout it loud, come close and whisper in my ear. Say my name.
Me personally, man, like when I first gave that a listen, like I was immediately drawn to that song, and it's like there's a lot of times like on the way to work, like I'll put it on repeat a couple times. It just gets me fired up, and like and I get to grooving and stuff and have a good time.
Well, you know, it's as we've gotten it out there to more people, you know, around the country, more friends and fans, people who I've known for a long time and who were big fans of Moreland and Arbuckle before and who've now luckily become fans of the Damnations. You know, like that's the one that is, as old friends keep like sending me messages like, dude, that's the earworm. Yeah. That's the one. And so that's kind of the one we knew we needed to go with for the video and everything. I really was super happy with how that song turned out. Our regular bass player, Dr. Mark Foley, who lives back in Wichita, who's unfortunately not with us tonight because he's out in Colorado doing a six-week summer symphony gig.
Whoa. It's a pretty sweet gig.
Yeah, Mark actually brought that tune in, and he wrote the lion's share of it. All I did was tweak the lyrics just a little bit. And, man, immediately we were like, we got a good one here. And yeah, it always gets a great response live, and it's got a good hook. And Mark, he wrote a good one there.
Yeah, yeah. I made a little lip sync video.
I saw that.
I was having fun with it. So, but yeah, like I said, you guys have the official music video out up on the YouTube channel and Facebook. And
yep, you can find it on our Facebook page or on just search for Dustin Arbuckle and the Damnations, say my name on YouTube, and it'll probably be one of the first things that comes. Should be the first thing that comes up.
And that was, but it's not the same studio recording. You guys did it was a live recording, right?
Yeah, we recorded. Yeah, for the video, we actually recorded all the audio live. At a room called the Cotillion Ballroom in Wichita, which is like our cool, like old school mid-century concert venue. And, you know, we knew we wanted a cool setting. And, you got to watch the video.
Yeah.
Because it's got this awesome old band shell behind us that's lit up in like pink or oyster shell color. And the lighting and the ambiance of the video just turned out really, really well.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks great. Yeah, so check that out, and again, check out Say My Name, and do we have those, besides that shows, do we have it available online? And
Yes, you can buy it off of our website.
Okay.
If you go to DustinArbuckleDamnations.com, all one word, and you can buy it from our website, and I'll send one to you personally.
Nice, yeah. Very cool. Like I said, you guys here in St. Louis, and you've been bouncing around the Midwest, like I said, with Katie and the girls. And when you come to town, I mean, do you get to do any? I mean, is there any like tourist stuff you get to do, you look forward to coming to St. Louis to, or food or anything like that? Like,
man, I tell you what, like, it's always kind of. I've been unlucky in St. Louis because. Over the years, it's been one of these things where, like, it's always either we basically just had to pop in, play the show, and pop right back out, or, you know, go straight to the hotel, get some sleep, and get on the road the next morning. You know, I think the one time in the M&A days that we, you know, we had a show close by the night before and, like, came in early, I was sick. I had like a really, really bad sinus infection. So when my bandmates like went and checked out the arch and some of the other cool kind of touristy stuff, I was laying in a hotel room just trying not to die.
Right.
So I really would like to. You know, I'm a big Wichita State University basketball fan, and you know, they, when they were still in the Missouri Valley Conference, they did their tournament here every year, and my wife and I kept threatening to come here and spend the weekend and do it, but for some reason I was always booked. Sure. Of course, always on the road. So yeah, I'd love to. I, you know, I need to find some cool stuff to do here in St. Louis. I mean, you know, the big culinary experience for me is usually hitting the White Castle over here across the street. Yeah. from the Oyster Bar.
You know, that true St. Louis cuisine, man.
We don't have White Castle in Wichita, man. It's one of those guilty pleasures that in which I must indulge from time to time when I'm on the road.
I did, some guys, you know, obviously, like I mentioned off mic to you, I work here at Oyster Bar, and I heard some guys talking, you know, we get a lot of tourists coming through, a lot of business types come down from the hotels and eat dinner and watch the show and stuff, but some guys were talking about hitting the White Castle before they got out of town, and I was like, you know, for me, I guess I just take it for granted. I didn't realize it. Like, I know they're not like everywhere, like, but they have White Castle here, and I know they have like Crystals down south and stuff, but like, which is similar, I think. But it's just funny hearing people talk about like making sure they get some White Castle before they get out of town.
Well, it's one of those things. Like, funny enough, fun fact: White Castle actually was founded in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh yeah,
but we haven't had any in at least in my lifetime. So, I mean, it's one of these weird, almost like exotic things that,
right.
When I'm traveling on I-70 East, like, you know, on tour back this direction, I was like, well, we got to get White Castle at least once.
All right.
You know, when you're on the road a lot, you kind of become a weird connoisseur of fast food.
Yeah.
And so that's, like, it's very much a guilty pleasure. Like, it's not fun to be in the van after everybody's had a bunch of the little jalapeno sliders.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we do also have here in St. Louis, I think you would have a great time, was the National Blues Museum.
I've heard of that, and I need to check it out.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that, too. I need to go check it out. I've been there. I actually did a podcast over there, but I need to actually go in and take it all in, and like I still haven't been able to make that happen. But you know, I, as a fan of the blues, I think you would also really appreciate what I got going on over there.
Well, and you know, even not having got to check it out yet, I've heard of it, and I've heard it's a really great space. And you know, I'll send out a PSA for them to all the St. Louis listeners that if you haven't gotten to check it out. Yeah. Anytime you have something cool like that in your town, don't take it for granted.
Right.
You gotta do stuff like that. You know. I
mean, yeah.
I
think it's really neat that it's here in St. Louis. Like, you know, just it just seems very appropriate. But yeah, maybe when next time, you come through town, we can go over there and.
We'll go check it out, and we can do a live podcast from the Blues Museum.
Yeah, that'd be great. While we're eating our White Castle. Like I said, the EP's out, and we're hoping to hit the studio soon for a full length.
Yep.
But what else do you guys have coming up for the Damnations? You guys just want to get out and let more people know you're doing this thing, and
that's kind of the main thing at this point. You know, it's when one band ends and you still decide you want to keep trying to do this for a living, it's, unless you're already really famous, it's a rebuilding process. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta like it, you know, people are still kind of figuring out that myself and Kendall Newby, who was our drummer in Moreland and Arbuckle and is now my, you know, now our drummer in the Damnations, are still out here, you know, doing this thing. And so, I mean, there's a lot of people who had been M&A fans who, you know, are who jumped right on and have, you know, been super supportive, but others who don't even know that we're doing it yet.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, we're just trying to get back out there to those people and try to turn on as many new people as we can, because really the band is a lot different. The band is a lot different. I mean, the heavy roots and traditional blues are still there, but I feel like we have, you know, in as much as, like, I think the cool thing that we had going in M&A was was that we were this kind of like electrified Mississippi blues crossed with like heavy stoner rock vibe. And that was cool, and it was really unique, and you know, we made a lot of great music that I'm really proud of, and you know, but now with the Damnations, we're doing something quite a bit different. It's way more of kind of what I feel like is like a cross-genre Americana sort of thing, you know. I mean, there's like mid-century style electric blues, there's, you know, a fair amount of soul music in the equation, there's rootsy rock and roll, we're doing some kind of jammy Grateful Dead style country stuff, and you know, it's really fun because I feel like we're covering a lot of ground. I feel like we're covering a lot of ground musically, and we're getting to, you know, play all sorts of things that we love, and it's cool because as a musician you love a lot of music, but depending on your situation, you may not be in a position or in a band that, you know, is versatile enough to play all of it, you know, in the way that you want to be able to. And the fun thing about this band is that we really can.
Yeah.
I really firmly feel like anything that we play is something that we can do tastefully and effectively and convincingly. And so I hope that the audience thinks that too. You know, I hope it comes across that way. Yeah.
Imagine going through that, you know, starting a new project like this also is very freeing in the sense, like, you can do whatever you want now.
Yeah.
Like, you can, you know, it doesn't have to fall under what Moreland Arnbuckle was doing and stuff. You can, you know, like I said, no, you can redefine what the Damnations are going to be now. So
yeah, and that was absolutely the big thing. Like we did hold on to a small handful of Moreland and Arbuckle tunes and still play them from time to time. But you know, that's one of those things because, like I said, I'm proud of that music.
Sure.
And
yeah.
We, you know, I love those songs, and as the years go by, I may want to sprinkle different ones in here and there just because I miss playing and singing those songs.
Well, I mean, what are you guys, 15?
We were together for 15 years.
That's a big part of your life.
Yeah, right? And you know, like I said, we made a lot of music that I'm really proud of, but but to your point, it's like, yeah, it was really fun to be able to have a brand new start and kind of just reevaluate the direction we wanted to go in musically. And obviously all the influences are still there, but different musicians bring different slants and different strengths, and you know, just it allows us to do some new and different things and to redefine. And that's been a lot of fun. It's refreshing. It's really refreshing to get to try some new stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like I said, I'm pumped to hear it live, and then of course, like I said, with getting in the studio here and what's coming up next, man. Because like I said, I love what you guys got already going with the EP, and I think it's a great little sampler of what's to come. So,
We hope it whets everybody's appetite for more. Well, you know, we may very well go ahead and reuse two or three of the tunes on the EP when we do the full length, and we're definitely, whenever we get the full length out, we're going to push it much harder, get it out there on all the, you know, all the electronic media stuff and all.
I think that's like you're saying, you guys kind of like just leaked it out there, and I feel like that's a good way to start building a buzz. You know, it's like because say you were put a lot of effort into the, you know, hey, look, here it is. Well, nobody knows who we are yet, so it's nice to get those songs out there so people can start learning the, you know, and they can come here to the show tonight and sing along and everything else and that kind of thing. So I have friends also, you know, as you were saying, a lot of that, I kind of just went through this with some other buddies of mine who, that's kind of what they did. Like, they just kind of surprise leaked a 3-song EP out there, and they're like, you know, trying to, hey, here we are, and like, you know, instead of putting a big release party together or something like that, they're going to wait till they get their, you know, ball rolling a little bit and build some momentum behind it all, and then release the full length and stuff like that too. So, but I thought that was a good way to kind of, like I said, just get it out there, like let people start getting familiar.
Yeah, so. And that's kind of the approach we wanted to take to it. Just get something out there so people can start getting a taste of the band, and then, you know, once we feel like we've got enough good tunes to put together a full length, which we're really close, actually. We've been writing quite a bit lately, and I think we're pretty close now. It's just finding the time to go into the studio, because between the Damnations for me, and then I also have kind of more of an Americana bluegrass string band called Haymakers that I've been starting to tour with more as well. You know, Kendall's got a couple of side projects back home. Brandon tours with his band Levytown and has also been touring with Randy McAllister, who's a great blues guy from Texas. And then, you know, our rotating cast of outstanding bass players. You know, just finding the time to lock down some studio time and get in there and get the tunes knocked out. Yeah. And then, you know, we'll decide if we want to shop it to a label or just do the independent thing. We're still kind of evaluating all of those decisions.
Yeah. All this recorded back home, and the EP recorded in Wichita area?
The EP was recorded at Brickhouse Studio in Wichita, Kansas. Craig Beebe was the engineer, and he did a great job. The video, while you're asking about local stuff, was also done in Wichita by our good friend Lonnie Quattlebaum and some of the folks at Digital Brand, and they do really outstanding work as well. So we got some good stuff going on in Wichita these days. Not a lot of people know about it, but we got some really good stuff going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I really, I'm kind of bummed I didn't make it happen, but I almost I've never been up to Wichita, but I was like, when you guys were doing the last M&A show, I was like, man, that'd be a fun one to come out and see you guys in front of the hometown crowd and all that stuff up there, and you know, just to take it all in, because I've seen you guys here in St. Louis a bunch of times,
yeah,
and it's always a great time. But I thought it'd be interesting to see you guys in front of the hometown crowd, and so
we had a lot of great shows in town, you know, still luckily have a great base of people back home in the 316.
Yeah.
So we just, again, keep building it, and that's all we can do. Just try to keep getting in front of more and more people and getting the music out there.
For sure.
Luckily, we've got a really fun group of guys to do it with right now. Everybody's got an awesome attitude, and everybody's, you know, really, we've got a really killer band right now. I feel really good about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan already. I'm a fan of yours, and I'm a fan of the Damnations now. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen for you guys. And you can get involved with Dustin Arbuckle and the Damnations all over, like I said, the website and Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
So get plugged in with some more shows coming to your town, and all kinds of stuff, man. I appreciate you doing this. Sounds like Katie's and the band's doing sound check. We're getting ready to fire this thing up, so appreciate you, Dustin, taking some time out to hang, man.
Thank you, my friend.
I'll see you soon.
We'll do it again.
Yeah.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.